This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The House is debating and ready to start voting this morning on aid for victims of Superstorm Sandy. Republican Peter King of New York is among those who've decried the delay in getting a House vote on the issue.
The national media is not following it, but if you went to these homes, if you saw the suffering that's going on, if you saw the people who don't have food and shelter, you would realize how horrible this is.
Swaths of Staten Island and Queens, not to mention parts of communities in New Jersey and Connecticut, lie in wreckage 2 months after the storm hit. The December unemployment numbers are out, and they show continued slow, steady job growth, 155,000 jobs added for the month. Diane Swank is chief economist with Mesirow Financial.
The private sector is still there. We're still hiring. That's the good news. The fiscal cliff didn't destroy hiring. On the bad news side of it, we're not seeing enough hiring to really bring that unemployment rate down in a meaningful way and get into those long-term unemployed.
The unemployment rate is stable from November's upwardly revised 7.8%, and that rate does not count people who have dropped out of the job search. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez remains hospitalized in Cuba after complications following a fourth cancer surgery last month. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports the president's condition is raising questions in Venezuela over whether he will be able to return to office.
The president is now suffering from respiratory deficiency, as Venezuela's Minister of Information put it in a statement. But there's little more information about the 58-year-old populist. Chavez hasn't been seen since his December 11th operation in Havana. Before leaving, he anointed a successor, his vice president, to take over should he die or become unable to resume as president. In October, Chavez won re-election, but with his delicate condition, many in Venezuela question whether he will be back home to be sworn in on Thursday. Opposition leaders have been calling for more information about Chavez's health, which has been a state secret. The government has shot back, accusing its opponents of psychological warfare. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
A Basque political party linked to the militant group ETA says it is dissolving. Lauren Freyer reports from Madrid the group was banned in Spain.
Batasuna was long considered the political wing of the armed separatist group ETA, responsible for some 800 killings since the 1960s. ETA abandoned its struggle in 2011, and Batasuna now says it's dissolving as well. Speaking from France, where the party was still legal, leaders said Basques are witnessing a new political phase. Many former Batasuna members have joined a new left-wing coalition in Spain. Batasuna used to run some local town councils in Spain's Basque country and even won seats in the European Parliament before it was banned in Spain 10 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
The House is now voting to suspend debate and pass aid for Superstorm Sandy victims. This is NPR. Trailblazing women's historian and social activist Gerda Lerner has died at the age of 92. NPR's Mike Pesca looks back at an extraordinary life.
Gerda Lerner, who established women's history programs at several colleges, came to her convictions from watching the way her wealthy mother treated servants. But her life of privilege would soon be interrupted as Lerner was a young Jewish girl in Nazi Germany. She was jailed along with two non-Jewish women who shared their food with her when Jews were put on half rations. Lerner credited these women with her survival and later wrote, "I owe them the parts of me that are hard, bitter, and frightening to other people." Lerner made her way to the U.S., where she fought the Hollywood blacklist, was an activist for civil rights, and helped found the National Organization for Women. Family members say she died peacefully at a Wisconsin assisted living facility. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
As President Obama prepares to start his second term and a new Congress begins work, health care advocates are ramping up their efforts to educate people about the new health care law. Rachel Klein of the nonprofit group Enroll America says 8 in 10 people currently uninsured will be able to apply for income-based federal help to buy health insurance through state exchanges.
There are changes afoot that there are new opportunities to buy coverage that's comprehensive,
And more affordable than it used to be.
She says consumers will be able to enroll in the exchange plan starting in October. Australian officials suspect arson in the burning down of two famous ghost gum trees in the outback. The trees made famous by an Aboriginal artist were due to be placed on Australia's National Heritage Register. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Focus Features, presenting the new film Hyde Park on Hudson, starring Bill Murray as FDR and also starring Laura Linney, now playing.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS, and we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. At 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That followed by Roger Cash and the program Freetown Radio. Right now, we're going to listen to a track from a brand new disc called Buddy Guy, Live at Legends, his club in Chicago. We're going to turn to a live recording he did back in January of 2010, his cover of the, probably one of the all-time Chicago blues classic numbers, Buddy Guy with his rendition of Mannish Boy.
That's spell See, y'all got me feeling good. I love what I'm doing.
Johnny Winter on guitar and vocals from his disc "Hey, Where's Your Brother?" That one came out in 1992. Johnny's cover of the tune "No More Dog" in a number first recorded back in the early 50s by a guy that was a real prodigy on the Memphis blues scene, mainly on piano, Roscoe Gordon. Before we heard Johnny Winter, we heard Buddy Guy from a brand new release called Live at Legends. It's a club in Chicago, and he did again a cover of Mannish Boy. Rick Hall was the guitarist taking the break on that particular track, Buddy Guy, Live at Legends. That tune, of course, Mannish Boy, first recorded in 1955 by Bo Diddley, and then quickly covered the same year by Muddy Waters. We're going to turn to Muddy next here on the Blues Box, and some recording he did with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, Muddy Waters Notice Band, Muddy on guitar, slide guitar, and vocals, Otis us on piano. Michael Bloomfield on lead guitar. He does a really nice job on this particular track. Paul Butterfield on blues harp. Donald Duck Dunn on bass. And Sam Lay on drums. Muddy Waters with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band and Can't Lose What You Ain't Never Had.
And a sweet little girl, I lose my baby boy, and ain't that bad. And a sweet little girl, I lose my baby boy, and ain't that bad. Well, you know you can't spend what you ain't got. You can't lose some little girl you ain't never had. Had money to buy. I got bucks and people, they ain't that sad. I had some money in the bank. I got bucks and people, they ain't that sad. Well, you know you can't spend what you ain't got. You can't lose something, girl, you ain't never had.
Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Well, my mama always told me stay in school and buckle down, but all I cared about was shooting pool and hanging around like the Bible man. I want to silk on my neck. I want to live the life of ease. And call the mind around wearing alligator shoes. They take me anywhere I choose. I want to live the life of ease, doing what I please every day. We'll be right back. my act. But words are dirty words to me, and that's a natural fact. They ask me how I do it. What's my secret? What's my trick? I tell them both, but most of chumps, you know, but me, I'm more than sick. I like the fiber, man. I want the silk on my back.
Life of Ease. That was a legendary blues band with a title track to their 1981 Rounder Records. The band consisted of Willie Smith on drums, Calvin Jones on bass, Pinetop Perkins on piano, and Jerry Portnoy on blues harp and vocals. All these guys had just left Muddy Waters in 1980, not because they didn't like Muddy. They'd worked with him for some time, but Muddy was not touring. His health was not that good, and these guys weren't getting royalties. They needed to make money, get royalties on their own and make money from performances, so they had to split off from Muddy and form their own band. And of course, we heard the Muddy Waters band. Well, actually not. We heard Muddy Waters with Otis Band and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band just prior to hearing the legendary blues band. We heard Muddy, that recording again done in 69. Muddy doing his classic, You Can't Lose What You Ain't Never Had. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Otis Band, who had joined Muddy Waters in the early 50s, stayed with him up until around 1969. Otis died in 1970 of cancer at the age of 40. Here he is from August of 66, a live recording, Otis on piano and vocals with the Muddy Waters Band backing him up.
Cooked up and done.
Did you take the time to think this whole thing over? Did you take the time to think, woman, this whole thing over? If I leave it, all of that, you better know what you're doing. That's a natural fact. Are you sure? Take the time to think this whole thing over. Did you take the time to think this whole thing over? If I'm leaving all of that, you better know what you're doing. That's a natural fact. Are you sure?
From a disc called Dealing that came out in the year 2000, that was Joe Beard along with Duke Robillard and Friends doing a number called You Better Be Sure. And he was preceded, Joe Beard was preceded by Otis Spann. We heard Otis Spann and the Muddy Waters Blues Band from 1966, August of that year, recorded in New York City. Otis Spann doing a number called Chicago Blues. Well, we just heard Joe Beard. He's from Rochester, New York. He was a man that introduced a young John Mooney to the legendary Delta Blues man, Son House. Mooney met Joe Beard. Beard heard Mooney play and said, you know, your style of blues is a lot like Son House, or that's what it seems you want to learn, and Son lives down the street, so let's go see him. And they did, and the rest of it was definitely a big boost for John Mooney. We're going to listen to Mooney, also from the year 2000, John Mooney on guitar and vocals. He had affected somewhat of a symbiosis between New Orleans second line rhythms and that Delta style of slide guitar practiced by Son House and others. Here's John Mooney with a number called Glass House.
What it doing to me? I live in a glass house, still throwing stones. Living the ground's ground, still throwing stones. Come on, baby, someone there banging on my chimes. Standing in my doorway, banging on my bell. Lord, strike me blind, you can go to hell. Your way.
Can love will change any man's mind. I'm nuts about that gal. Lord, I'm nuts about that gal. I don't know what she done to me, Lord, but I'm nuts about that gal. I first met this gal. She was dumb as dumb could be, and I believed in my soul. She put her on me. I'm nuts about that gal. About that gal. I got a room in the bug house. Lord, I'm going crazy nuts about that gal. She likes her music soft when the lights are low. When she starts to kiss, and I can't help from the fall. I'm nuts about that gal. Lord, I'm nuts about that gal. She can be mean as hell, but sweet as the sugar that goes in my tea. To be home, and this ain't no lie. If I could just see that gal, I would be willing to die. I'm nuts about that gal. People, I'm nuts about that gal. I don't know what she done to me, Lord, I'm just nuts about that gal. Yeah.
ain't good looking and she don't dress fine. The way that gal can love will change any man's mind. I'm nuts about that gal. People, I'm nuts about that gal. I don't know what she done to me. Lord, I'm just people, I'm just nuts about that gal.
Paul Jeremiah from an album called My Kind of Place, his cover of Nuts About That Gal. Before we heard Paul Jeremiah, we heard John Mooney from his disc Gone to Hell. Mooney did a number called Glass House. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to the first person that ever recorded that last tune. That would be Lonnie Johnson back in 1932. Lonnie Johnson was originally from a big musical family in New Orleans. Almost all of whom died during the great Spanish influenza epidemic of 1917-1918. Johnson left New Orleans. Actually, he was overseas when the tragedy struck. Came back and ended up going to St. Louis and ultimately to a lot of other cities. It said he's the first person to wax a jazz guitar solo, which he did with Armstrong's Hot Five back in 1927. Here is Lonnie Johnson from 1927, a brilliant guitarist for his time and still in retrospect, historically. Lonnie Johnson on guitar and vocals with Mean Old Bedbug Blues.
Bedbug sure is evil. He don't mean me no good. Man, a bedbug sure is evil. He don't mean me no good. He thinks I'm a woodpecker and he takes me for a chunk of wood. When I lay down at night, I wonder how can a poor man sleep. When I lay down at night, I wonder how can a poor man sleep. When some hole in your hand, while the other ones eat your feet. Bedbugs big as a jackass will bite you and stand and grin. Bedbugs big as a jackass will bite you and stand and grin. And drink up all the bedbug poison, then come back and bite you again. Something was moaning in the corner. I tried my best to see. Something was moaning in the corner. Then I walked over to see. It was the mother bedbug praying to the good Lord for some more to eat. I have to set up all night long. My feet can't touch the floor. I have to set up all night long. My feet can't touch the floor. Cause the mean old bedbugs told me that I can't sleep there no more.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
¶¶ be looking for a needle in the sand, looking for a woman ain't got no matter what ring. Gal would treat me so. Love another man stayed at my back door. Mine, mama, what you sow? You got to read this, what you sow. Rag, rag now. Rag, baby. Rag, mama. Said do that rag. Oh, rag. Do it a long time. Rag. Said do that rag. Now, if you'll get you one woman, better get you two. One for your buddy, other one for you. Got me a wife and a sweetheart too. Wife don't love my sweetheart too. Oh, rag, rag, baby. Rag, rag, mama. Said do that rag. Oh, rag, 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 baby. Said do that rag. Pocket blackjack in my hand. Took my girl on the willow tree. Hard to get a holly no mud on me. Oh, rag. Oh, rag. Rag now, baby. Rag. Said do that rag. Oh, rag. Oh, rag, baby. Rag then. Said do that rag. Rag now, gal.
From 1935, recorded in New York City for ARC Records. That was Blind Boy Fuller. He had backing him up on second guitar, doing some great work. The Reverend Gary Davis, Blind Gary Davis. Also Bull City Red on washboard. Blind Boy Fuller was one of the most popular of the East Coast Piedmont-style players during his time. From 1935 to 1940, he recorded something like 135 sides for various record companies. I think mostly for ARC Records. Very, very influential Piedmont stylist. He was preceded by Lonnie Johnson here on KRVS. We heard Lonnie Johnson from 1927 on guitar and vocals. Brilliant guitarist. He did Mean Old Bedbug Blues. Both these guys, Fuller and Johnson, but well, more so Johnson, with Lonnie Johnson, was big influence on Robert Johnson. And another guitarist, that blues stylist, that was a big, actually probably more of an influence on Johnson, on Robert Johnson, than Lonnie was, that would be Skip James. Skip recorded something like 23 sides in 1931. And then quit professional playing and was rediscovered in the 1960s and toured a bit, did festivals and that sort of thing. Interesting and very, very odd character. The magazine Blues Universe said of Skip James, possibly the strangest, most complex and bizarre of all Mississippi blues artists, also one of the greatest. From 1931, and unfortunately from a Paramount recording of Poor Fidelity, here is Skip James on guitar and vocals with Yola My Blues Away. Thank you.
the morning I'm only then. And it's all because you know you don't see me lying. I'm all right, baby, and it don't seem to do no good. And your heart must be great, and it's made of wood. I'm going your love, baby, till things come back my way. Lord, 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 Lord. And the girl that I love, she treats me like a dog. I leave this time and creep on your door. I leave this time and creep on your door. I don't call that dawn, baby, coming back no more.
Thank you.
Lucinda Williams from her album Rambling. That one was recorded and released back in 1978, her first. Title track, of course, a Robert Johnson tune. The one we heard her do, Drop Down Daddy, was a cover of Drop Down Mama, a tune that Sleepy John Estes first recorded back in the 1930s. Before hearing Lucinda Williams, we heard Skip James from 1931 doing a number called YOLO My Blues Away. James, again, a very, very enigmatic figure in the blues, did a lot of minor blues and was very, very influential. His early recordings influenced a lot of other musicians to follow, though he never really his music in the 30s didn't sell. That, of course, was during the Depression. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to another very, very influential guitarist, this time one that cut most of his tracks in the 1950s. That would be Elmore James. Here's Elmore James with a cover of a Leroy cartoon called Blues Before Sunrise.
Look at your tears rolling down the street. Skies is crying. Look at your tears rolling down the street. I'm still trying to find my baby, and I wonder what can she be. Thank you. one morning as he was walking on down the street. I saw her one morning and she was walking on down the street. Made me feel so good until my poor heart skipped a beat. All right, MT. Funny feeling, my baby don't love me no more. I got a funny feeling, my baby don't love me no more. Oh Lord, that must have. Skies is crying, look at the tears going out my door.
Recorded in 1963, Sonny Boy Williamson on blues harp and vocals, Matt Guitar, Murphy on guitar. A cover of The Sky is Crying, a tune that Elmore James had first recorded. Elmore James had actually worked for Sonny Boy Williamson, worked as his guitarist, and it was Sonny Boy back in the early 50s that got Elmore James to record one tune, and that tune ended up being a blues hit by March of 1932. And we heard Elmore James prior to hearing Sonny Boy Williamson. We heard Elmore James doing a cover of Blues Before Sunrise, again, a very, very influential guitarist. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who support us. Those of you who don't financially support us, please consider doing so. You can pledge securely online at